Exclusive: Retired Border Patrol agents accuse Democrat Lucas Kuntz of stolen valor. By Sean Moran on September 18, 2024. Retired Border Patrol agents on Wednesday accused Democrat U.S. Senate candidate from Missouri Lucas Kuntz of stolen valor after he claimed to have been certified by the Border Patrol Tactical Unit, BORTIC, a certification he could not have. Kuntz released an ad in August in which he claimed that he trained with the Border Patrol at our southern border and is certified by the Border Patrol Tactical Unit. However, retired Border Patrol agents have disputed Kuntz's claim, saying there is no way he could have been certified by BORTIC. BORTIC is an elite unit comprising less than 1% of the Border Patrol that engages in high-risk incidents requiring specialized skills and tactics. BORTIC is headquartered in El Paso, Texas, with active teams stationed nationwide. One retired Border Patrol agent told Breitbart News in an interview that there is a lengthy process to become BORTIC certified. This includes being a Border Patrol agent, which Kuntz never was. A Border Patrol agent has to be selected through an intense application process just to attend BORTIC selection. A Border Patrol agent has to endure a vigorous selection course to earn the BORTIC certification. The Border Patrol agent said that, at best, Border Patrol units would give military servicemen minimal training that included small team tactics. The retired agent said that he or she has been pretty diligent answering queries about retired Border Patrol agents' resumes to confirm if they were BORTIC members, noting he or she has a roster of everybody who has graduated from that program. Imposters range from military members to podcasters fraudulently claiming the certification. The retired agent said that Kuntz was not a member of BORTIC. A second retired border agent said, "No, we, the Border Patrol, does not certify people, per se, in border enforcement." The second agent said, "There's no way in a short deployment or a short detail to the border or even a joint training session with BORTIC would I ever look at that and then say that person is now a border security expert. That is just silly." Kuntz's campaign manager told Breitbart News in a comment. "While in the Marines, Lucas was attached to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Forces, IMEF, advisor trainer group at Camp Pendleton, California, in preparation to deploy to Iraq on a border training team. IMEF Marines preparing to deploy on border training teams were sent to the southern border to train with the Border Patrol in order to learn the tactical skills required to train Iraqi border guards. In the course of that training, Lucas successfully completed the BORTIC/SRT Border Transition Team training course in Yuma, Arizona. In the document attached is the certificate Lucas Kuntz received for completing that training from the United States Border Patrol, Yuma Sector. Lucas has never claimed he was BORTIC. He stated the fact that as a Marine, he trained with Border Patrol agents and was certified by the Border Patrol Tactical Unit, as evidenced by this certificate from his official military personnel file. You should give those agents you mentioned this full context before your story goes live. The first retired Border Patrol agent said Kuntz's claim to be a BORTIC member amounts to stolen valor. The retired agent said, "We take it personally, just like Don Shipley does when he exposes SEAL imposters." He or she added, "When they're trying to do it for a personal or a public gain, they will be exposed." The retired agent added, "A simple imposter claim like this steals the value of the hard men assigned to BORTIC teams, and it is a fast track to destroy credibility." "The Border Patrol agents in the area that I still keep in contact with saw it and were offended," the second retired agent said. A source familiar with the proceedings said that the leadership in BORTIC headquarters has asked its leadership, the National Border Patrol Council, to give Kuntz a cease and desist order. "That's how bad they believe it is," the second retired Border Patrol agent said. The second Border Patrol agent questioned why National Democrats embellish their border record when there is clear evidence to the contrary. He or she said, "Why are they trying to mislead America? What's the agenda? Why not? How about we just tell the truth, yeah, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may." The agent continued, "The fact of the matter is that, when you're talking about Tim Walz, when you're talking about Kamala Harris, the fact of the matter is neither one of them has supported border security, neither one of them has supported law enforcement, and it looks to me like, now, they're trying to sing a different tune to win over some votes. But, if America digs into it, We have the track record, that's just facts and evidence. Do you really think they're going to completely change just because they get elected? Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.